And you're listening to the Texas Standard. The document that sealed Texas's entry into the United States is something called the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. Mexican officials were forced to sign it in 1848 at the close of the Mexican-American War. Now, among other things, this treaty let the United States annex most of Mexico's historic territory north of the Rio Grande. Both countries would look much different if it were never signed or if it were to be nullified. And indeed, that latter idea is the goal of a new effort emerging in Mexico to nullify the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. Its backers allege that the treaty violates now accepted international legal norms and is therefore invalid. Enrique Krause is a Mexican historian who recently wrote about this effort for the New York Times, where he is a contributor. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
Very glad to be here with you.
Not everyone in Texas knows about this treaty at the center of this controversy, the Guadalupe Hidalgo Treaty. Remind us what that's all about.
It was a treaty that was signed after the U.S. invasion of Mexico that started in 1846. After signing the treaty, the United States gave Mexico $15 million in installments and took, well, more than half of Mexico's original territory: Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California.
You say that a lawsuit that is currently being contemplated could potentially reverse this treaty and return those areas to the Federal Republic of Mexico. Who's behind this effort? Tell us about it.
Behind this lawsuit is the elder statesman of the Mexican left, a very respected and distinguished Mexican politician. And he thinks that Mexico should present in the International Court of Law in Vienna a lawsuit trying to nullify the treaty because it was exerted under pressure.
And let me ask, though, Mexico was certainly a big part of the conversation during the U.S. campaign season, as I'm sure you're well aware.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that this would be a very steep uphill climb indeed from a legal perspective, I'm wondering if, in fact, the spirit of this is a bit of pushback, if you will, a bit of a way for Mexico to say, well, you expect us to pay for the wall. We expect you to respect our claims to territorial sovereignty over a large part of the United States.
Well, yes, but the wall is absurd from any point of view. For us Mexicans to ask Americans to take a good, honest look of what was that war, which was a war of conquest. As Americans have thought recently about the dark parts of their history, for instance, slavery, the treatment of the Native Americans. Well, I think Mexicans are entitled now to ask the American public to think again how unfair, how unjust, and how bloody was that first American War. In relative terms, the United States lost more people than in Vietnam, and not to mention the people that were slaughtered and killed in Mexico.
So what you're saying is that this isn't all just tongue-in-cheek to push back against Mr. Trump. This is perhaps an opportunity to make Americans think twice about the relationship.
I would say so. But you are right also. I mean, the memory of that war was like a wound that turned into a scar, but now the wound suddenly is open. Who opened that wound? Well, Mr. Trump.
Pretty soon, Mexico will have a new president. Could something like the lawsuit or the potential for a lawsuit actually become a key point in elections?
Well, I think it would be a real possibility. I don't believe that the lawsuit as it is has real possibilities of success. But the moral issue, the historical issue, I think the United States owes itself and owes Mexico an honest revision.
Gee, it's fun to sort of entertain the possibilities. What would happen if Texas were to return to Mexico? Maybe you'd see the state of Coahuila and Tejas once again.
It's unbelievable. But the real underlying point was just, let's be fair to Mexico. I mean, we have been wonderful neighbors for 170 years.
Enrique Krause is a Mexican historian and a contributor to the New York Times. Senor Krause, thank you so much for taking time to speak with the Texas Standard.
Thank you very much.